Sleeper Wire, the only fantasy football radio show with more than a dozen multi-time, multi-league, multi-year champions. Listen to the Sleeper Wire show every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dash Talk.
Never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail
time.
Mail
time.
Mail
time. The mail's here.
When you control the mail, you control information.
If there's something strange in your league, who you gonna call?
Sleeper Wire!
Welcome to the Sleeper Wire Show. It is the live mail sack. Today is November 1st, 2017. I'm producer Steve. I got my three guys, Hussein, Dirty Jobs Mike, and Lucas on the show today. And this is the live mail sack where we go through all your questions that you submitted and we take your calls on the hotline. 909-713-7030 is the number. If you want your question answered immediately, calling in is the way to go. 909-713-7030. Before we start, I want to remind you today's show is sponsored by Third & Nevins Watches, luxury timepieces that embody that old world charm with a modern flair. Make a statement with these high quality, high style, and highly affordable watches. Visit thirdandnevins.com. Check them out today. All right, Hoos, Lucas, Dirty Jobs, we got our first caller on the line who's been waiting patiently. Shall we just jump right into it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Welcome, caller.
Hey, how you doing? How's everybody?
Hey, not too bad. What's your name, man?
My name's Dario. How's everything?
Oh, nice.
Okay, good. My question is, Tevin Coleman, do you think he would be a good trade? Do you think I should trade him for Juju Smith-Schuster? Or should I grab Martavis Bryant off the waiver wire? Because I feel like after week 10, the Steelers are going to iron out their differences with him.
You know, I think Juju looks pretty good. We've seen offenses that are able to have three semi-productive wide receivers. Martavis Bryant hasn't shown us anything yet, so I feel like he's in the doghouse and he's going to have to work his way back. What do you guys think?
I'd like to go for Schuster here. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're trading away Tevin Coleman. I'm guessing he's not a weekly play for you. He's a flex at best. I mean, Schuster, pretty much a, you know, same play. My only thing against this trade is if Devonta Freeman gets injured at any point, Coleman becomes a beast. So it's a good offense. Not sure I like Coleman for Schuster. But I'm not upset at it if you need a receiver.
See, now I thought he was talking about Brandon Coleman right there of the Saints. I would have to say I don't like trading running backs for receivers midseason.
Right.
That's the commodity right now is the running
for
back.
Sure. And is that what you were saying, caller?
We might have
lost him. I'm pretty sure. I think I heard him say Tevin Coleman, but I think we lost the caller. But I think he did say Tevin Coleman. So.
Yeah,
did you pick that up, Lucas, that it was Tevin Coleman?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's who it was. And the answer to that is if you're deep at running back and he's your fourth or fifth running back, I'm okay doing that. If you need a wide receiver, I like Juju. But if Tevin Coleman's your number three back, then chances are you don't have much behind him. And
right.
You can pick someone up off the waiver wires, I'm sure. You know, maybe Robbie Anderson or someone else is there to grab. Or get a better wide receiver than that, at least, for Tevin.
Right, yeah. I mean, maybe you could pair him up. Maybe you get a name, you know, something that's, you know, people like, and you pair him up with Coleman. Maybe even Josh Gordon. I know the Josh Gordon's name is being floated around a little bit. In fact, he's been reinstated. A little bit of buzz. I'm pretty sure we're going to get a few questions about him.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, do we have another caller here, or should
nope.
we move on?
Isaac, jump into the question sack. Let's do it.
The question sack. All right.
I like it.
The questions. All right. What does a guy have to do to get Josh Gordon in the NFL? PF commenter is actually didn't waste any time with the Josh Gordon question. So what does Josh Gordon have to do? Well, apparently not much because, the NFL felt so bad for the Browns. They couldn't get A.J. McCarron. They couldn't get much. So they was like, you know what? There you go. Josh Gordon. There you go.
Yeah, they also didn't do them any favors by making this happen one day after the trade deadline. They couldn't have come through right. and, like, given Josh Gordon to them so that they could trade him away for a pick or for a player. Like, you know, it just seems like another NFL kind of snubbing their nose a little bit. Because I guarantee you if it was the Patriots or one of the high-end teams that they were having an issue with, that player would have been brought in stat a couple days before this trade deadline to allow them to do something with it. But that's kind of neither here nor there, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's the Browns, you know? I mean, does it really affect them that much, you know? Like, you know, I mean...
Are you guys talking the Josh Gordon reinstatement? Sorry about that. I dropped out.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
So they could have traded him even though he wasn't reinstated.
They could have. They could have traded his rights, and there were questions about that. But it seemed to be more questions about trading for Calvin Johnson rights than Josh Gordon. So I don't know. I think a lot of people are down and out about him. I know there's a lot of people trying to make comebacks. You know, you got RG3 even. He came out with some sort of a special or something saying he doesn't think he's done. You know, obviously Cap's not giving up. If there's any truth to Calvin, you know, Johnson returning, and now you got Josh Gordon. So we'll see. I don't think any of these guys will have much fantasy relevance. Browns don't really have a great quarterback. So, I mean, it's good news. Hopefully, you know, I mean, the good thing is he did seem like he was ready to come back, you know, like he's making it known, and he's probably been healthy and, you know, working out. So it's definitely bodes well.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
But I still don't expect him to have much, if any, fantasy relevance this season.
No. All right. SMT Chug, out of Drake and Williams, which would you drop to stash Woodhead?
Assuming he's talking Damian and Drake, right. I think I would drop Damian personally.
Really?
I think that I would. Yeah.
Why do you feel that way?
Drake just looked better on the eye test to me from what I've seen. And
how much have you seen? Because I watch all of their games living in Miami. And Williams, from last year to this year, Williams just looks like the far superior back, and he's a goal line back as well.
I mean, it's possible if they're able to move the ball down the field from what I saw against the Jets.
It's not a Giants fault.
Okay, but Baltimore, you know. But they also have a couple guys they have yet to move up from their practice squad. They have the kid from Michigan who's not terrible. And
not terrible.
You know, well, I mean, you know, I feel like it's going to be a by committee, right? I mean, the team doesn't look that good, and it's going to be a by committee. I would rather have Woodhead, especially in a PPR, over either of them. But maybe I'm wrong. Tell me.
That is fair enough. What are your thoughts about this, Mike?
Same thing. You know, I like Kenyon Drake. I really do. I really think that he might be the back that comes out of that, the most talented back. But what I've seen out of Damian Williams, I like that too. I think maybe what we see to start things out over there is a RBBC is, a split going on until they kind of start feeling it. But to me, just with my eye test, what I've seen and what I think is I feel like it's going to be Kenyon Drake's backfield.
All right. And what about, Daddy C, since we're already on talking about Dolphins backs, do you start Drake from the Dolphins in a flex?
I don't think I start any Miami backfield until I see what goes on. I think he's worth a stash for sure, but he's going to be a stash on my bench.
Right.
How about you, Lucas?
Yeah, I'm the same. I mean, and I'm not in a position in any of my leagues that I even had really anyone that I wanted to drop for these guys. A couple pieces, but I for sure wasn't in a position that I needed to pick that one of these guys was going to make a difference right away for me going forward. And if you're, you know, I know some people are in that position due to injuries. But if it were me, I'm not starting either of them until I see the split in that backfield and then just take it from there.
So what if you're desperate and you're in, say, a 12-man?
Well, I mean, if you're desperate in a 12-man and you literally don't have anyone and you're dealing with buys, you're dealing with injuries, whatever you're doing, if you literally don't have anyone else.
Gordon on a buy, you know, it's a lot of, you know, some good names out there that people can't use this week. So
Yeah,
out I mean, of either of those yeah. guys, I'm guessing you're leaning Drake here.
I am leaning Drake.
Same here.
All right, so yep. in a deeper league, we advise that sure you can use him. This guy doesn't really specify Daddy C. He doesn't specify what kind of league he's in. So if it's a deeper league, sure, we don't mind him as a flex. I don't necessarily care for Drake though. I think Williams would be the guy. So I'm just gonna say no either way. Anybody have anything else to say about that before we move on?
No, it's more of just a hold, wait, and see for me. Right.
Yeah, and that's the fairest way to go about it. Just kind of put these guys on your bench and just kind of wait and see. They don't have buys in sight, so you'll be able to see, you know, fairly quickly. If you could stash them both, then great. Balls on fire. Corey Davis worth a start this weekend. What do we think?
You know, I'm very much just of the mindset that I'm willing to take the first pitch, so to speak. I'm willing to wait and see what that person produces, because chances are I'm going to have someone that I have a more consistent beat on, so I know about what they're going to get me. And although there is pretty high upside for Corey Davis, there's also a tremendous floor when a player is working back from an injury and first getting back in the game, working rhythm with a quarterback. There's just a lot of factors going on. So I want to see it with my eyes before I put it in there, because it's, with Willie Snead, people were rushing to put him in, and he's still – you know, he's still not doing anything 5 weeks after right. his suspension was over. So, right. you know, wait and see. And right. you probably won't go wrong that way.
Dirty Jobs?
I think I feel the same exact way on that. I think you got to wait and see. And if it were probably anybody else besides the Baltimore Ravens, I would say roll them out this weekend. But, man, that Ravens defense, as far as their passing defense, is amazing, and Tennessee's a run first team, so I think you're going to see DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry be big producers in the game this week, not so much like your Rishard Matthews's and your Corey Davis's. So I think, yeah, sit, wait, and see. That's what you got to see on him too.
All right, go. Man, how much has Rishard Matthews let us down, Mike?
I don't even want to talk about it.
So I mean, I tried to tell y'all. I tried to tell you guys, and, you know.
He's a second-half receiver. That's what I keep telling myself.
Hey, guys. You know what it is? It's the talent's still there. It's just I think it's too many mouths to feed. But on that note, I think we have a caller. So
yes, we do.
Let's go ahead and take the call.
Yeah, caller's on.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hey,
what's going on, man?
I have a – my name's Taylor.
Hey, Taylor.
I have a question about, should I pick up Ted Ginn Jr. in a 16-team standard league? I've been holding on to – Devontae Parker and Corey Davis. While they've been out, I've been starting Alshon Jeffrey and Julio Jones, and I just thought maybe I'd pick up a boom kind of guy like Ted Ginn Jr. and drop maybe Devontae Parker.
Well, what's your bench? I mean, you have really good wide receivers for a 16-man. I'm just going to say that. I think that's a pretty good receiving core. Right. But I'm curious who else that you have.
Who else I have on my bench to drop?
Yeah, just tell me what your bench looks like.
I got Carlos Hyde, so I've been holding on to Matt Breida, and I got Javorius Allen. I got I've been holding on to. I got two right now. I got a kicker, so my kicker is on a bye, so I had to pick up the kicker. And but I'm not going to drop Gostkowski because I want to just keep using him for the rest of the season. And then I got the Broncos D and Devontae for Jack Doyle and Matt Breida, Javorius Allen. Yeah.
What's Gostkowski's points right now?
He's ranked fourth overall, kickers.
Okay. I guess that's fair.
Yeah.
I didn't drop Greg the Leg, so I guess that's fair.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't drop Gostkowski in one of my leagues that I own him in either. I agree with that. But I don't think you should make a move here, though. I don't think I like Ted Ginn more than I like anybody else on your team. I think Corey Davis is definitely worth the stash. I think if you've got him now, you've had him this long. I think it's
right,
time to
right.
see what he's done. And the other one was Devontae Parker. I think I think if I had to lean anybody, I'd lean Parker. But I think I like Parker just a hair more than I like Ginn rest of the season.
Parker is an elite talent. He wins. I like those guys that go up and win 50-50 balls, right? Parker's that guy. He's the best wide receiver on that team. I'm telling you, he's better than Landry. He's a better wide receiver than Landry. And I like Stills, too. But a healthy Parker is the best wide receiver on that team. So, you know, I'm curious to see what he does this week. Ted Ginn, I love the fact that he has Drew Brees thrown to him, but that guy drops the ball, literally.
Yeah.
And, you know,
speaking
with
mouths to feed.
Yeah, there's a lot of mouths to feed there. As they eventually start getting Snead work back in, you know, if you had, you know, someone to drop that you're just like, oh, yeah, this guy's really droppable, then I would go ahead and do that. But, that's yeah. That's kind of where I stand on that one.
Yeah, I don't think you're missing anything by leaving Ginn out there.
Yeah,
I mean he's
a
flex
in
the
league,
and it is a 16 team. So to be honest with you,
I think you drop your kicker.
I think you got to drop your kicker in a 16 team league. You have to drop your kicker, I think. And
who's your kicker right now? Who's the one that you picked up?
Well, he's got Gostkowski, which is a very solid one, but.
Well, he has another one, though, obviously, that he's picked up to play this week. I'm curious who it is.
Oh, right. That's true.
Fairbairn, the Texans kicker.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's okay.
One tree.
Well, another question. I decided to pick up the Rams D because Denver D's kind of let me down a little bit this season. I was going to just play them. I was going to ride them out the whole season, but I had the chance to pick up the Rams.
You can drop them.
They got a better matchup this week, so should I drop one of them?
I dropped Denver from my
they're totally droppable.
My league of record, like with all my buddies, my main one, I dropped Denver. I'm riding matchups between Philly and Detroit for the rest of the season.
Yep. That's worked,
and I'm happy with that.
Wait, you guys saw the news, right? Brock Osweiler's the new quarterback for the Broncos. Are you sure you're willing to drop that
great,
defense?
Great for
still?
The defense, right? They're going to be on the field a lot.
They're going to be on the field all day with that. So, I'm comfortable dropping. I don't know that I really like the Rams defense. They don't really haven't done that much to impress me this year.
Yeah, they just had like two or three really good games. The rest of them haven't really been winning you games.
Yeah, they haven't been a ton of defenses on the choose from.
Yeah, see, I think I still like Denver D over St. Louis D, but it's not by much.
Yeah, and it's 16, man.
And just look at the matchups the rest of the season, and because I could, you know, just keep streaming the defenses the rest of the season and just reinvest in that all together.
That's how I always do it. I always stream my defenses.
Yeah, but it's harder to do in a 16-man league, though.
Yeah, in a 16-man, I think, you know, now the more I'm thinking about it, I think you grab up again and you figure out, you know, I think you drop one of these defenses just because I think Ginn holds more value in a 16-man than the defense does.
Yeah, and I'd have to lean Rams for that drop.
Drop the Rams or keep the Rams?
I would drop the Rams for Ted Ginn.
Yeah, it's either a kicker or a defense, right?
Yeah, and they're on bye anyway, so you do it. If you're feeling really bad about somebody going out to snag them up, maybe you do it on Saturday night, but then maybe you don't get Ginn. So I don't think anyone's rushing to grab Rams D on a bye.
Rams play the Giants this week.
Yeah,
sorry
about that.
I'm playing them over Denver this week.
Yeah, at Philadelphia, I don't blame you.
Yeah,
that's tough.
Drop the Denver D and pick up Ted Ginn.
Yes. Yep. I think you led me there, buddy. I think you led me there, but I think that's what I do.
Yeah, because they're playing Philly this week, and then they play Detroit. New England the following week, coming off of a bye. So. Although Denver has a really good fantasy playoff schedule, because I think they have Cleveland and like the Jets or something like that as two of their three games.
I'm struggling to make the playoffs right now anyway, so that probably shouldn't be my consideration.
Yeah, that's fair. I think getting Ginn is worthwhile in a 16. I'm struggling to make the playoffs. It sounds like you got a pretty good team for 16, man.
Yeah, really does.
Yeah, I got a lot of points, but I've been getting shitty luck, so that's the way it goes.
See, and you know how we eliminated that, and maybe you can advise your commissioner to change this in your league next year. And our Pro-Am league, the person who – the last two spots are reserved for the person that has – the fantasy points, not the best record as far as the last two spots. So top four still get top four. But if you got, you know, that fluky week to week, you know, you won a game and you had 90 points, but you went up against a guy that had like 82 or something like that, that eliminates the whole flukiness of the week to week scheduling. and focuses just on the fantasy points and rewards the players that have the better teams, such as your own. So, you know, if you miss the playoffs, say you're at the seventh spot, you automatically get that sixth spot, you know, and or that fifth spot, you know, based off it.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, so, yeah, I think that works, you know, going forward, you know, for free league. It bums out the person that had the flukiness, but he didn't put up the points. So, I mean, it's pretty fair.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
all right, man. Good luck, man.
Thank you.
Right. Good luck.
Thanks for calling in. To remind you guys, if you call in and we don't get a chance to pick up, just try back when the callers aren't on the air. 909-713-7030. Guys, I got a couple quick ones from the Mixer chat. D-Unit wants to know, with Parker back at Miami, would you consider dropping Stills?
Yes.
No, I would not.
I would. I don't like that connection. I don't like Matt Moore. I think when Cutler comes back, you see more of the same.
Well, Lucas, you're the tiebreaker here. Unless Lucas left us. I guess Lucas left us. So
it's a wait and see for me. I had myself muted there.
Oh, okay.
It's a wait and see for me, just how the touches end up getting spread around.
Yeah.
So I would give it one game with Parker being back just to see where the targets are going. Yeah,
you want to see how that running game looks as well. Darren Warkin, who listens all the time. Who's the better defense stream this week, Bills, Cardinals, or Rams? Let's see. The Rams visit the Giants. The Cardinals visit the 49ers. And the Bills play
the Jets.
The Jets. Oh, tomorrow night.
Yeah. I'm going to say the Bills.
I'm going to say Arizona. I think San Francisco, until they get Garoppolo going, I think they're not going to be that good at all. I think Arizona D shuts them down.
All right.
I don't think that's a bad call, but I'd lean Bills.
All right, so two for Bills.
Yeah, I just think it's a better defense. It's a better defensive unit, and Bills have shut down some good teams.
And been scoring touchdowns, too. Nick Miller had a similar question. What's your top three defenses this week? I would say those are probably three of them. Are there any of the others that come to mind right off the top of your head for defenses?
Well, Philadelphia has Denver, which
Brock Osweiler.
I like that quite a bit.
Detroit has Green Bay. Green Bay has their backup still as the quarterback. I'm curious to see how that defense does.
Yep.
The Jags are still obviously a top player.
Yep. So I think those are a few of them for us.
All right. And then the last one is actually this is a message from Mama Ginn. She just wanted to say thank you for talking about her son so much just a second ago. So, you're welcome, Mama Ginn.
Anytime, Ms. Ginn. Anytime.
All right, let's get back to the questions.
All right, we're back into the bag. We're back into the sack. Zelly Zell, Darren McFadden, or Alex Collins, guys?
Alex Collins, unless I see Darren McFadden getting 20 touches a game.
Yeah, give me a guy getting averaging 6.0 carries a game. Take Collins. All right. Mike Hunt, Sammy Watkins. Will he be a factor with Janoris Jenkins out?
I keep seeing Goff throw those long balls towards Sammy Watkins, and they're just missing each other. They're coming off of a bye week. I think Sammy Watkins scores this weekend.
Very, very hit or miss. You know, Sammy Watkins, he's a guy that I didn't like at the beginning of the season. Very boom or bust. With them playing New York, I see Gurley having a big game. You know, this could be – yeah, I could see Watkins whining enough that maybe he'll get some targets and get some love. So I think go ahead and play him. He's a tournament play for me this week. I don't think I would play him in cash lineups or anything like that. He's not chalk.
Right.
But.
Yeah, I agree with that. And we have a caller.
Yes, we do. And caller should be in. Hello, caller.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going? What's your name, bud?
I'm Nate from Florida, aka Brady's a bitch.
Nice.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Chris's favorite name on Sleeperbot.
I love the shout-outs every week.
What's going on, my man?
Got a dilemma with the RB2. It's between Darkwa, Breida, and Riddick.
Probably dark. Is this PPR or what do we got going on?
Yeah, PPR.
Yeah.
I go Riddick here. I think in a PPR, I think Riddick is probably your best option at scoring, getting those points.
Okay.
I personally haven't liked Riddick's usage, so I think that Dark was going to get more touches. The Rams defense doesn't necessarily scare me, so if it's me, I'm going Darkwa here. I would like to say Riddick. I own him in a couple leagues, PPR, and he's let me down pretty good. And until I see him produce a little bit more, I'm not comfortable playing him. He's bound to go off at some point and start getting used more. It could be this week against Green Bay, but I'm not putting my money on it. So either or, I think it's pretty safe to play one of those two.
You going with the New Orleans Darkwa? Definitely going with Darkwa.
I knew you were going there.
He's a Giants fan. Right. Just throwing that out. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, do you know what the Alphabet and the Giants have in common?
What's that?
They both have one W.
I like that. That's a good one.
That's awesome.
All right, I'm gonna go with Darkwa, and hopefully I don't have to regret my decision like you guys told me to sit Fuller last week.
Who told you that?
Listen, it was between Abdullah and Fuller and Flex, and it was three out of
no
guys.
Lies.
Somebody lies
on the show. I tell you, because I remember like it was yesterday, because it was last week, and I remember telling people distinctly. I was like, "No, I feel like an idiot. Do not sit Fuller." And Mike was saying the same thing. He was like, "Nah, man, you can't sit Fuller. He's catching touchdowns." And I said, "Yeah, man, you can't do that. That's kind of a stupid idea."
Although I wanted to say sit Fuller because I didn't see it consisting, I was saying the same thing, I swear. I was like, no, you do not
sit Fuller. Yeah, I remember that distinctively, so I don't know, man. I think you're mixing us up with, like, one of those bad shows out there.
It's all good. I squeaked by with a win. So it
hey, there you go.
Of course you did. Well, all right guys, man. Good luck this week, man.
Yeah,
all
right, tear it up, man. Brady's a bitch.
Awesome. Thanks for the call.
All right, bye.
I like that guy. I talked to him on Sleeper Bot quite a bit.
Try to slander us.
Slander.
Yeah, I know for a fact that I said ride the hot hand and that you can't sit him until he stops performing. So when a player has 3-plus games, even though it's a ridiculous ratio, and I heard something today that when Will Fuller got injured, that he wasn't allowed to run routes with other people, but that he was allowed to run routes. And when he was running these routes by himself, there was one other person there, and it was Deshaun Watson throwing him the ball. So that's why their timing is on immediately after him coming back.
They definitely look good. What is it? He's got 11 catches and 7 touchdowns.
Yeah. So, you know, you don't necessarily think that he's going to continue to do that all the time, but Hopkins is going to get the main coverage, and then they have a decent enough run game that Fuller's going to see either a lot of zone or man-to-man with a secondary corner on the team.
Absolutely.
And he has the speed to take the top off and get open. So,
all right, guys, I'm going to add another call here real quick.
Okay.
I believe. Go ahead, caller, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's your name?
My name's Tim.
Tim, how's it going, bud?
Going good. Yeah, long-time listener. Got into you guys about 3 years ago. Got to say, man, I haven't turned back.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Love to hear it.
Yeah, right on. So I had a quick question. I'm in a keeper league. My two keepers coming into the season were Ezekiel Elliott and Melvin Gordon. Kind of in a rough situation right now with the Zeke suspension. I've actually, on Twitter, asked you, Professor Chris, a couple times about some roster things, and you've always gotten back to me, so that's cool, man. I appreciate it. But I never really went after Morris or McFadden because I had a lot of depth. Running backs, real quick, Doug Martin, Mark Ingram, Alvin Kamara, Zeke Elliott, Melvin Gordon, Joe Mixon. So right now I'm trying to engineer a trade because of the turf toe issue that seems to kind of be ailing Melvin Gordon. a lot of guys in my league aren't really bold or hip on making trades. So would it be absolutely reckless? I'm 6-2. I'm in first place. Would it be reckless to move Melvin Gordon for Jordan Howard and Alshon Jeffrey with a sixth-round draft pick? I really don't want to do it, but I'm
So what would you be getting again?
I would be getting four Melvin Gordon. I would be getting Jordan Howard, Alshon Jeffrey, and a sixth-round draft pick.
Yeah.
I think you'd do that trade.
Yeah, I think I'd do that. And
I mean, Jordan Howard's looked pretty good. And so, I mean, I don't think it's an unfair trade. Howard and Melvin Gordon are about close to even. Close to even in my mind. So that gives you some depth with Alshon, some more trading potential, and then gives you a head start on next year. So, yeah, I think you go ahead and do that deal.
All right, cool. And I guess my main apprehension, I live in the Chicago suburbs, a big-time Bears fan, and I don't know how I feel about the offensive line issues that just occurred in New Orleans. I'm kind of stressed out with the team, so it's kind of hard for me to pull the trigger on this because I feel like I'm kind of stepping back in value a little bit. But at the same time, I think with the running backs I do have, I'm just kind of getting that reinforced with your guys' opinion on the deal. I think I will pull the trigger on this one then.
Yeah.
Would that make Howard your keeper?
I'd like to see what happens with Joe Mixon the rest of the season, what Cincinnati does with the offensive line in the offseason, because...
Well, that's exactly what I was leaning towards, was Joe Mixon. Like, if you can turn this into Joe Mixon and Ezekiel Elliott as your keeper, I'm perfectly good with that. I think you're actually improving your team.
Yeah, I had Zeke at a third round. The dudes in my league just did not, for some reason, buy into this kid last year. So I robbed them on that, and they've been absolutely adamant in just destroying me. So like almost every trade I try and make just vetoed. Because I've won the league 2 out of our 4 years going now. I kind of buy into fantasy football pretty hard. I've won some leagues elsewhere as well, and I think they just kind of get a little salty with me, and the spike runs at an all-time high. So it's tough. So I feel like, this isn't the type of value I'd like to be getting back in terms of name, that it's pretty much the best I can do with these circumstances, is getting Howard and Jeffrey to pick.
Yeah, I honestly think you're actually going to be okay. I think Melvin Gordon does good, but I think you're going to get almost the same production. Cool. Out of Howard,
well,
and then you get a little delight with some Alshon Jeffrey on the side, and then a little whipped cream on top with a sixth round pick. I think you're making out like a bandit.
Cool, thank you guys.
Yeah, no problem. Good luck, man.
Yep, have a good one.
Yep, you too.
All right, thank you, caller. Got a quick question from the Mixler, Shane Broccoli Maguire. I have Hopkins, Des Bryant, Julio Jones, and Fuller. This guy's stacked. Wow. Do I dare start Fuller over Des or Julio?
Yes.
Which one?
Over Julio?
Dez or Julio.
Oh, over one of them? I mean, it's Dez for me until I see a connection develop between him and Dak.
All right, so Fuller over Dez.
Yeah.
Good. Oh. All right, Hoos is back. What's up? All right.
Yeah, sort of.
All right, no worries. We got to
drop back out, so.
No problem. We have a question.
On the app, so hopefully I won't have that issue.
Yeah. Okay. All right. This question came in from the website, actually. Nicholas Miller. He has Tom Brady on bye, currently running Matt Ryan out this week. Are there any streaming quarterbacks you guys would take over Matt Ryan this week?
I mean, who is the streaming? Like, the streaming quarterback depends on the league, right?
Yeah.
So,
let's
take a peek and maybe Tyrod.
Yeah, golf, Tyrod. Eli usable this week? I think he used Eli.
Against the Rams? I don't know. He does have Sterling Shepard back.
He's got Ingram. Yeah, and he had, Tom some time to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I still think I would rather start Matt Ryan over Eli, though.
Yeah, I think I would, too. I think I'm good with Ryan. At the Carolina Panthers, though, man, that kind of scares me.
He's been bad, man. He has not been the same guy this year at all.
I agree with that 100%.
Well, what about the other side? I think a lot of people dropped Cam Newton recently. Would you start Cam Newton over Matt Ryan this week?
Probably would.
All right.
The matchup that just keeps sticking out like a sore thumb, and it almost makes me vomit in my mouth when I say it. But Arizona at San Francisco.
Drew Stanton?
Stanton?
Over
Can we
Matt
start
Ryan?
Stanton? over Matt Ryan. I like the matchup a whole lot better.
Right. Yeah, you got to start Ryan. You just got to have confidence that he at least produces a 20-point game for you, which he's been barely cracking.
All right. There's two more parts to this question, but we did just get a call. So I'm going to put the call through, and then we'll hit the second two parts of the question. Caller, go ahead. You're on.
Hello, guys. It's Curtis from Miami.
What's up, Curtis?
What's up, guys?
Oh, thank you for that advice last week. The Eagles erupted and it secured my victory.
Yeah, baby. What's that record looking?
Guys. Hey, that record looking like 7-1.
All right. Looking good over there.
Yes, man.
Shining in Miami.
All right. Hey, man, listen to me. I'm doing my best. Advice again to you guys. I'm guaranteed to win.
There you go.
What you got this week, man?
All right, guys. I have the Bills defense and I have the Eagles defense again. Now I just heard Brock Osweiler gonna be the starter, so I'm thinking about firing the Eagles back up again.
Absolutely. Don't even think of it. It doesn't matter. Eagles are my favorite defense to play this week.
Yeah,
all 32, you know, less the teams that are on the bye. You're playing the Eagles defense and just watch the points.
Yeah, you got Jags, Eagles. They're like my top three this week.
Just YouTube this Brock Osweiler good plays. And there's like four videos like that come up. And this guy's been a quarterback for 3 years. So,
yeah. Two of them are from high school.
It's unbelievable to me, man. Hey, but I got quick question, though. With Mark Ingram fumbling last game twice and him getting a little argument with Sean Payton, how does Alvin Kamara look now?
I love Alvin Kamara. You know, he's not a big guy, so he's not your traditional, he's not your traditional between the tackles runner, but he's going to get his touches, right? And Sean Payton loves him. So I still think that Ingram's going to get his, but with the way that offensive scheme is running, there's plenty of touches to go around for both of them. You can lock in Kamara for 80 yards plus a week between receiving and rushing, and then factor in that he has a pretty high shot of getting a touchdown as well. So, you know, he's an easy 10 points a week in a standard league. Every single week, lock it in.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
That's perfect for me, guys. Thank you very much, and I'm
going to
keep all listening, man.
All right, man.
Good luck, buddy. See you, Curtis.
All right, guys. Yeah.
All right. Thank you again for the call and tuning in. All right, let's get to the second part of Nick's question here. Okay, so we said stick with Matt Ryan this week. All right, second, Alex Collins is on waivers. I have Mark Ingram, Doug Martin, Aaron Jones, and Peterson on my team. Who could I possibly drop for Alex Collins out of Ingram, Martin, Aaron Jones, and AP?
I mean, AP is who you would drop, but I mean, I don't know that I would necessarily drop anyone.
No, yeah. I'm going to look for a 2-for-1 early in the week. Try to get something that you're happy with. You don't have to be, you know, winning this trade by far. You're just looking to open up a roster spot. So anything you're happy with, that's a 2-for-1. Open up a roster spot and add Collins because he's definitely worth rostering for sure.
Yeah, you could be giving away value, but as long as you are getting the best player in return,
right,
the only thing that you really care about is getting that one usable player that you're going to use every week and then opening up that spot. So try to get that trade pushed through sooner rather than later, because I don't imagine Collins is going to hang out wire very long.
All right.
Averaging 6.0 a carry.
Okay. Third part of the question, wide receivers. I have Tyreek Hill and T.Y. Hilton starting. I have Stephon Diggs, Brandon Cooks, Keenan Allen, and Juju Smith on my bench. Any streaming recommendations? Thinking about Devin Funchess, would you want to talk about this one real quick? Hilton, Hill, Diggs, Cooks, Allen, and Juju Smith-Schuster. Do you like Funchess over any of those?
Cooks, Keenan Allen, and Juju are all on bye.
Right.
So he's having to use T.Y. I mean, I'm not dropping any of them. If you were going to drop one, it would be Juju because, he had a great game, but he hasn't solidified a role there yet. I mean, Martavis Bryant is still there. If they have him and they're paying him, he is a great talent.
He's still the wide receiver, too.
Yes. So if you were going to drop someone to stream, it would be Juju who you were going to drop. I don't know who you could possibly pick up off the waiver to start over T.Y.
Well, he's looking at Devin Funchess
right now.
He's saying
Funchess?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Funchess might be that guy. I would drop Juju for, and especially with Kelvin Benjamin not being there, I'm picking up Funchess over Juju. I mean, it's the wide receiver one on a team versus the, at best, wide receiver two, but still the wide receiver three.
Right.
So,
maybe even four if you count Eli Rogers.
No, I mean, he's clearly surpassed Rogers.
Yeah, you gotta look past the depth chart at some point.
All right. So yeah, possibly Funchess for Juju there. And then finally, would you rank Cameron Brait over Vernon Davis? I'm guessing just for while Reed is out.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, I would.
Brait's a like top five tight end in the league.
Yeah, he finished in the top five last year, and
he's doing it now again.
Yeah, and he's doing
with
it
the guy
again. Yeah. So the only thing that worries me there is the AC joint of our guy Winston. I really wish what they would do is just let Fitzpatrick play Winston's hurting, because that guy's still slinging the ball. He looked good to me, so I'd rather have time for Winston to heal up and then play Winston and then play Fitzpatrick, because I don't think any of the receiving options on that team fall off with Fitzpatrick.
All right. Got a mixer question from the Piggly Wiggly. I'm starting Doug Baldwin, Larry Fitzgerald, Kelsey, and Jack Doyle in flex. Should I start anyone on my bench instead of any of these guys? He's got Doxson, Parker, Richardson, and Sanu. So do you like any of those guys over Baldwin, Fitz, Kelsey, or Doyle?
Not this week.
No, not this week either.
Kelsey, Doyle. Doyle
at Houston. I don't really like that matchup.
Is that – yeah, I think that I'm – gosh, I don't necessarily want to recommend playing two wide receivers from Seattle, but I like Paul Richardson.
I do too. I think I like Richardson over Doyle.
I do like him, especially with Graham not being there.
Yeah, so that's probably – I would probably play Baldwin and Richardson, you know. I've rocked wide receivers from the same team a couple of weeks, and it worked out fine. I rocked
– actually, it worked out.
Yeah. You know, I played Hogan and Amendola the same week and a PPR, and I had no issues with that.
Hogan Stokes, you got Diggs, Thielen. You know, you're always going to hedge. You know,
Fuller and Hopkins. I mean, if it's a game that the quarterback is likely to throw 30 to 40 times, and you have the wide receiver one and two, they're each. You know, all you care about is how many targets that player is likely to receive. If a player is on a high-powered offense that gets good looks from a quarterback, if they're getting six plus, you want to see seven or eight. But if they're getting seven targets, let's say they catch four or five from a good quarterback, and it's a decent wide receiver, I mean, they're going to make something happen. And if that team's moving the ball, a couple of those might be red zone looks. So,
all right. So Richardson, give Doyle a seat this week. All right, I got a new sound effect here. That's the league. That's the GM trade line. We got a trade. Right. Actually, the Piggly Wiggly just messaged me here. He says he's got an incoming trade. He obtains Davante Adams, LeSean McCoy, and ASJ, and Marshawn Lynch, and he trades away Fitzgerald and DeMarco Murray.
Yes.
Yes. Hurry.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
So it's a
If I was only getting LeSean McCoy, I would do that.
Yes. Me too.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Well, he was thinking three yeses will.
Sorry for the dub.
All right. So take the trade, Piggly Wiggly. All right. That is it for mixer questions. Get back into it with the Night King One, I guess.
Okay. The Night King One asks, do I start the Bills or the Eagles defense? And do I start Matt Prater or Harrison Butker?
Butker.
I'm with you. Kicker. Eagles and Butker.
No doubt.
You said Prater?
No, I'm saying it's a kicker. I'm not really going to pick whichever one you like, dude. Like, it's a kicker.
I mean, the Kansas City kicker, it's one of the most high-powered offense, and he's made the last 19 in a row. So how do you go with a guy that's not missing? Or, I mean, how do you not go with the guy who's not missing?
Right.
But, I mean, if he's got a gut call for Prater, I'm not going to knock this guy. It's a kicker.
Fact.
So, kicker question.
Fact.
Hey, just go. We're good. Yep. We're good.
We got a deal. Half PPR play, Abdullah or Darkwa?
Darkwa.
Abdullah. I just don't believe in Green Bay that much this week.
I agree. I have to lean Abdullah here too. So that's 2-1, Darkwa.
And I'm not an Abdullah believer either, so it pains me to.
I like Abdullah, but just not this week.
I am. I'm a diehard Nebraska fan, so go Abdullah, get some stuff done. We got Jen RSVL. Please rank half PPR. Corey Davis, Lockett, Marvin Jones, and Robbie Anderson.
Just, I assume just this week, right?
I believe so.
Marvin Jones, Robbie Anderson, Corey Davis, Lockett.
I agree.
Marvin Jones, yeah. Is that what you said? You started with Marvin Jones?
Marvin Jones, Anderson, because Curley's now suspended. Right. Corey Davis, you know, if I had more to go off of, I would put Corey Davis possibly up front, but we just don't know where he's at right now.
Put Lockett above Corey Davis right now.
Okay. I just feel like Paul Richardson and Baldwin are...
Yeah, I'd probably pretty much have those guys. Either one, they're pretty much, they're both burners. They're both going to burn you. You got to, these two might eat more than Baldwin going forward.
This could happen. It's they're really good.
Now, I will say that 2 years ago, Doug Baldwin had a very slow first half of the season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was the wide receiver one for the second half of the season, so.
That's why he's on a lot of my teams right now.
I agree with the, other than the Lockett, I pretty much agree with how you first initially ranked it.
We've got M. Timo.
Wait a minute. GM line ringing again. We got another trade alert. I love this.
Another trade. Let's hear it.
Live trades on the show today. Nick Miller, who just had his question answered a few minutes ago, he's got, could receive Chris Thompson for Juju. Already has Hilton, yes. Diggs, Hill, Allen.
Yes.
And okay, yes. Resounding yes.
That's just a yes, yeah.
Yes. All right. He's just too active on that offense.
Agreed.
My boy.
Okay,
hit yes. All right, let's move on.
We got M. Timo, D. Parker, DeSean Jackson, or Robbie Anderson at wide receiver. Which two should I play?
DeSean and Robbie, just because I love Parker a lot, but until I see what the heck's going on with that team, I just don't want to play them in a transitional period.
Yeah, and I like, you know, him versus Oakland. I think this will probably be the game that he should be able to get right, but I don't know, man. Parker scares me. I love the talent, but
I mean, who's yeah? I mean, who's the running back? Who's the quarterback? Like, what? Like, there's just what is going on? Is that O line going to learn to play? I mean, is the you know, like, is the defense ever going to get them the ball back?
It's a mess.
It is. It's just a mess.
It's a dumpster fire in Miami. We've got G Click. Should I trade away AJ Green for Lamar Miller? PPR. I'm 6-2 and looking for a better playoff schedule.
No,
I don't make that trade either.
Don't do that at all.
Yeah, AJ Green is one of the guys who even stays consistent in the winter. I mean, he's just good all around. Lamar Miller, while on a great offense, I have to lean Green. I cannot. That is a decent trade, but I like Green way more.
I would not be surprised. So do not be upset with the sleeper wire people if Lamar Miller outscores AJ Green this week. Because AJ has a tough matchup, but
we're talking rest of season, and AJ Green is one of the best wide receivers in the league. You cannot say that in terms of running backs and Lamar Miller.
Right. We've got C. Malden, 87, at 7-1 and looking towards the playoffs. He has Jimmy Graham and ASJ at TE, and their schedules look tough for 14-16. Do I make a move and trade SJ out for Doyle?
I assume Doyle is just sitting there on the waiver wire. There are not many good tight ends this year. There's significant tier drop-offs. So find someone who needs a tight end, trade them away in some sort of a package deal, and then pick up Doyle. Don't just drop ASJ or Jimmy. They're both great tight ends this year.
Yeah.
See, where I feel like there are so many tight ends this year. You know, I mean, you got elite tight ends like Zach Ertz, Travis Kelce, Gronk. And then you got guys like Breit, Jimmy Graham, you know, got Doyle. All of these guys are doing well. They're all serviceable guys. ASJ, you know, you got Croft coming in. You know, there's a lot of tight ends this year that I feel like are, you know, usable. You know, you even got, you know, Clay when he comes back. So it's, you know, but again, what I do agree with you saying, but I guess where I was interjecting, saying I do think tight ends are kind of plentiful this season, though.
Yeah, they're just not really getting a lot of production out of that position this year. So I think Doyle, rest of the season, I like him better than ASJ. ASJ's already even kind of trending down. They're starting to find a lot more different options. Powell's back.
You think, though? So. I don't think he is trending down.
Doyle's trending up, and I think that's just unfair based off two games. You know, like, I like Doyle a lot, but, I mean, he's not going to – he had his best game. He's not doing that rest of the season.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. We got AJP 699. Would you trade Belil Powell for Devin Funchess?
Yep.
I would. Devin Funchess side of that.
If you have depth, I would go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the one. 12-team standard. Kelvin Benjamin or Sterling Shepard? Or someone off the wire like John Brown? Thanks to the one out of the three of you who told me to play Juju instead of Doxon last week. That was not me. I told you to play Doxon.
I would have. I didn't like Doxon because he's only had 5 targets max. I didn't like Doxon. So. It might have been a collective.
Maybe I bought into Doxon at the end of the conversation, but I can't imagine I did because I remember kind of feeling like Nick was being a weirdo, saying that he would start Doxon on the Thursday show. So I can't imagine one day later I was feeling that Doxon was not that he wasn't startable, but I just still feel the same. You know, I wasn't really surprised about the game that he had last week. They just have so many pieces. It's hard for them to just make Doxon the guy. But yeah, Schuster's the guy. But yeah, well, I just went off on a tangent. What was the question?
12-team standard. Who would you start, Kelvin Benjamin or Sterling Shepard?
Sterling Shepard.
Shepard.
This week. Give me Shepard just because he's not new to the team.
Brand new team. You know, I mean, they could I could see them trying to just force Benjamin a couple throws in the red zone just to, you know, teams do that kind of stuff. But there's no options except for Ingram on the Giants. And Sterling Shepard catches like 102% of the passes thrown his way. It's really like 78, but that dude catches everything. So, I got to go Sterling Shepard.
We're going Shepard, and again, very sorry, buddy, about saying start Doxon over Juju last week, because I for sure was on the Doxon train. We've got C. Malden, 87. Are Garcon and Fitz droppable in 12-man leagues? Is Davis worth dropping either?
No.
I don't think you drop him.
Davis, again, so many tight ends, but the other side, no.
Yeah, Garcon and Fitz. Garcon might have a huge uptick once old Garoppolo gets slinging the ball over there. And it's Larry Fitzgerald. Although he does have a bad second half, I still think he has trade value. I think you can move him. If we're talking Vernon Davis, I think he's actually the tight end right now. I don't think you want to drop him until you see what happens with Reed. If it's Corey Davis, hold on to him too.
Right.
Hey, Mike, refresh your page real quick because you jumped down like four or five questions ahead of where I was. I had bath salts 1 as the next question.
Oh,
bath
okay.
salts, man. It's a hell of a.
It's because I was on the bath salts.
Why don't y'all tell us about your experience? That'll be an interesting.
Never had bath salts, but.
That's fair.
You've never lived. No, I'm just kidding.
I've never lived. Salt and bath.
Okay, so we'll move on over to bath salts. I'm in a 14-team league. Does it make sense to stash 2 QBs in case of injury? I have Watson and Dak, 6-2, strong team. Not sure to trade Dak or not.
Should he stash 2? As in, like, have 3 on his team? Because the answer to that is no. If you have Watson in a 16 team, right, and then you also have Dak, you
trade
need
Dak.
Yeah, I mean, trade Dak if you need to, right?
Get a Super Bowl. You got two top 5 quarterbacks right here.
Yeah, I think I'd like to move Dak over Watson right there. It's not a 2 quarterback league, it doesn't look like. So, no, don't stash it. Move it. Get some value out of that.
Right? Definitely. Get some value in a 16 team. You're definitely going to be shorthanded somewhere. So, sure yourself up somewhere that you're going to be starting that player every single week.
Okay. We got KTPNTRS, whatever that is.
Right.
Guys, should I trade Fuller and Martin to get Evans? I don't need RBs.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I like Evans. Yep.
Yeah, you're getting a top eight wide receiver. Right. I mean, he could be top five, but we're saying top eight because we're just, hedging here.
He's for free.
Yeah. Do it. You don't need running backs. You're not going to use Martin every week. Fuller's not going to catch three touchdowns a week. It's just not going to happen, right? There will be aggression eventually, we think, for some weeks. He will continue to have some of these weeks like he's having. But
yeah, right now,
seven touchdowns.
For 11. Seven touchdowns on 11 catches. So if he keeps that up, that's awesome, and we're sorry. But that just – you don't do that in the NFL. But he's proved me wrong too many times. That's why I know I didn't say sit him last week.
Last week, I remember having an in-depth talk about this. Wednesday show or Thursday show, though, because I feel like it might have been maybe we did say something on Wednesday show that I just can't envision it, though. But I remember for sure saying, because I remember Nick asked us about Fuller, and we said, nah, man, you can't sit the guy. We can't.
Right.
Look, I'm of the mindset. I'm of the show me the money mindset, right? So, like with these players, like Willie Snead and Corey Davis, I'm not playing them until they show me the money.
Right.
Will Fuller showed me the money. He did it. He did it 3 weeks in a row. He has showed me the money. So until that guy stops making me the money, then he's going to keep being in my roster. So. I'm of the show me the money mindset. So if you live your fantasy football by that mindset, I guarantee you, you're going to be very happy.
We got Dunny FH. He needs a wide receiver and a flex this week, half PPR. He's got Marvin Dotson, Amir Macklin, Davis, and Crowder. A wide receiver and a flex. Marvin Dotson, Amir Macklin, Corey Davis, and Jamison Crowder.
You're going Amir and Marvin.
That's who I was leaning towards, too. He says any of these guys can be cut. Clay came available today in the league. He has Ertz currently, 4 points per passing touchdown. Who do you want this week and going forward, Dalton or Eli? So would you cut any of these guys for Clay?
Yeah.
I'd cut Dotson.
Yeah, Clay's going to be of a huge value once he returns.
Right. What do you think, Lucas?
Luke.
I think he muted himself again.
I am your father. He
pressed mute on his phone. I mean, on his mic.
Sorry.
We're just going to assume that we just baffled him with that insight, and he just is stunned. Who do you think going forward there? Who's Dalton or Eli?
Going forward, rest of the season, or just this week?
Going forward, so I'm thinking season.
Going to say Dalton here.
I, too, am going to lean a little bit more towards Dalton, and it sounds like we got a phone call.
You do indeed, and good evening, caller. You're on the show.
Hey, how's it going? It's Nicholas Miller here.
Hey, how's it going, Nick?
Not much. As you can tell, I'm the new proud owner of Chris Thompson. And
yeah, buddy.
I have a couple questions about him. So you all know I have Mark Ingram, Aaron Jones, Adrian Peterson, and Doug Martin. For rest of season, how would you rank Chris Thompson over all of those running backs that I just said? I'll run it back to you one more time. Doug Martin, Adrian Peterson, Aaron Jones, and Mark Ingram.
Ooh, I think I put him over Ingram for sure, but not by much, and Martin.
All right.
That's tough, because he's the PPR back, so he's able to catch the passes out of the backfield. He's just not that much of a running back. So that one's kind of tough because Melvin Ingram, he just gets the usage. Oh, Mark Ingram, sorry. I was thinking Melvin Gordon for some reason. That is tough for me. I would say I'd put him about third or fourth on that list for me.
Awesome, sweet. Just what I wanted to hear. Awesome. Well, hey, thank you guys for giving me a little bit of confidence on making that trade.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck, man. Yep,
good luck, man.
Yeah,
yep, enjoy the podcast, guys. Keep doing what you're doing.
Hey, thanks a lot, man.
Listen, thanks for the call, buddy. Good luck this week.
No problem. Yeah, you too. Bye.
We got Nelly, the big hit man, saying
rapper?
Wentz or Wilson this week. I'm assuming so. What do you think, Wentz or Wilson this week?
Oh, man, how can you go away from Wentz?
How can you go away from Wilson?
I don't know. I mean, Yeah, but Wentz is just, I mean, he's got so many weapons. I mean, so does Wilson. I mean, minus Graham now.
I think I like Wilson this week just because I think I give that Denver defense an edge.
He has a better matchup for sure. He's got Washington. Wentz has Denver. Man, you could sit Wentz. Yeah, I guess you go Wilson here. He has a better matchup.
I agree.
I say Wentz, though, but he just has a better matchup. So, yeah, Wilson.
Okay. We got my brother. He says, you guys think Dez Bryant will become a top five wide receiver with Dak throwing more now that Zeke is out? I think so. I think at least for the next few weeks, he'll be a top five.
Yeah, I mean, closer to – I mean, I just call him a top 10. I don't know if I want to say top five, you know, solidify him in that. I mean, I think he's going to be interchangeable with the rest of the guys, like A.J. Green is going to be in that conversation, Michael Thomas, Julio Jones – Doug Baldwin, Tariq Hill, those guys are all going to be in that conversation week to week. But yeah, I'd say he's top 10.
Okay. We're both right there on the same thing. We got 2Show01 news on Josh Gordon. I mean, I think we talked about that, right? He's back. He's looking like he's in good shape. Looks like he'll be back as an active football player on the 27th of November. I mean, is there anything else you got to add to that, Hoos?
Yeah, he's back. I mean, I was never really big on Josh Gordon back when we knew he was going to start the season. Just last time we saw him and then the time off. I know he's been, you know, healthy, but yeah, he's back. I mean, you add him to your, you stash him, you wait and see.
Excellent. We got AJP699. There's a lot of analysts saying Aaron Jones' stock going down. Haters. What's your take?
Love him.
Buy him.
Love him. Buy him. Get him cheap. Get him if you have to overpay, you know, overpay meaning maybe giving up Keenan Allen for him or something. But other than that, I love his value rest of the season. Even if Ty Montgomery gets, you know, used in there, he's just going to take his passing work. If anything, Aaron Jones getting the goal line, he's looking good doing it.
Yeah, and that goal line might be 40 yards away in some of those instances. I mean, he's looking really good, so you're not getting no hate here, AJP. DNASP 001. What kind of production can we expect from Jay Ajayi as the Philadelphia Eagles running back?
I'm kind of really expecting a big emergence from Jay Ajayi. Not this week, but by the time your playoffs start, I think he really steams rolls teams. You know, they have a great line. You have LeGarrette Blount who's averaging, what, close to 5, you know, yards a carry under that line. And it's not that he looked the greatest. It's just that they have one of the best lines in the game. You put a Ajayi behind them, you know, and the Miami, you know, their line was just really just not very good. So I think this is a big upgrade for him as a player and for the team itself. They only had to spend a fourth rounder on him. They get a young guy that's good for the future. But, you know, and this is also good for Ajayi that they don't have to give him the ball so many times and keep him fresh. And I think that, he, you know, given that line, you can give him the ball less times than you did in Miami. He could stay fresh and probably be more productive. So I really like the move.
Yeah, to me, everybody got an uptick off of this. Minus Wendell Smallwood. He's the only loser out of the deal. I think LeGarrette Blount can spell him. I think that's going to be a really nasty 1-2 punch coming out of Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. Power.
Yes, sir. We got Ricky. He says it's bye week. Rollout Ty Mott or Rod Smith? Half point.
Man, you got to roll out Ty Montgomery, I believe, here.
Yeah, I agree, too. Right now the question is McFadden or Morris? Smith will get involved. He'll get his little piece to that pie too, but it's going to be a little slither piece of the pie. I think Ty Montgomery gets the passing down work at the very least. He might even get some, you know, first through third down work too.
Yeah, they may try to start to integrate it back in. So I do like adding Rod Smith, especially if he, you know, turns out splitting the work with Alfred Morris. And he turns out looking better, but as of right now, Alf is the number one. They came out and said it, and Rod should get, you know, minimal work.
Absolutely. It just closed my Google Docs. Have to scroll back down.
I can read the next one if you want. It's Hunt Show. Full point PPR. Trade Evans and McKinnon for A.B. and Mixon.
Give me A.B. and Mixon every single time.
Evans,
that's who I'm leaning towards on that trade anyways.
That's tough, man. Yeah, Evans and McKinnon, you said?
Yeah, Evans and McKinnon for Antonio Brown and Mixon. I don't really like Mixon that much. I know he had a good
McKinnon
week,
but that's why, you know, I like McKinnon and I like Evans. So I'm kind of like the Evans McKinnon side.
Yeah, I think I do too.
I like Mixon too, but I just think that McKinnon has shown a lot more.
Right. I just can't give up Antonio Brown. Never ever.
And that's fair.
That's a tough one.
I think I take this straight though. I think I trade it.
Think you would do it?
I think I take Evans and McKinnon.
Okay, so you're Evans and McKinnon side, and Dirty Jobs is the opposite. And I like the Evans McKinnon side myself, so I say stay put on that one. All right, the 1T boss, STD League. I don't know, sorry that you have to play with a bunch of people in that situation. Standard League, 12 teams. I have Keenan Allen, and he's been very disappointing. Should I drop him for Sterling Shepard or Robbie Anderson?
No. You shouldn't, and I'm in the same dilemma in so many leagues right now, and I've hovered over that do I do it now button so many times, but you just can't. He's going to have a bye week this week, coming off the bye. Hopefully they start using him more, but I do fear that this is the peak of his production with the weapons that are on that team.
What's this again?
Standard League, he has Keenan Allen, and he's disappointed. He wants to drop him from Shepard or Anderson.
Wow. No, don't do that, man. I'm sorry you're that disappointed, but no, you don't drop him. He's still the number one guy in the offense, despite Travis Benjamin having two touchdowns back-to-back weeks. I mean, that's all I have to say about that. You don't drop the guy. Well, no. Does he have anything else?
No, that was it. Just Keenan Allen. I'd say hold on to him as well. Mike, you caught up on the Google Doc? You good to go?
I am, yep.
All right, take it away.
Ginny P., do start Ajayi this week in my standard. My options are Jace 2, Rob Kelly, DMC, or Flex ASJ. I know. Gross. I don't think it's that gross. I don't think that I would start Ajayi. I think I would maybe lean Jace 2 here just by a hair. He put it in the touchdown last week. He's more of a second half running back. I think I feel a lot better about him than Ajayi. Hold on to Ajayi, see what he does. He's going to come out, but it probably won't be this week. But he might. He could go 202 touchdowns pretty easy on that offense.
Oh, yeah. He's got the line for it.
I just don't know that he'll get the usage. What do you think?
Not right away, but I do think that he will get it. I mean, he's a talented back. You know, I mean, it's the type of offense that they're looking at. I feel like he's kind of a more explosive version of Blunt, you know, younger and, you know, great position to be tutelaged by a guy that has a similar style as, you know, of run game as you do. So I think it's a great fit for him. Maybe not right away, but I think.
But this is for this week. So should he start him over Jay Stu, Rob Kelly, DMC, or Flex Austin Safarian Jenkins?
I mean, I'd start him over the other guys, but not CMC. I start him over Stewart. I start him over
not CMC, DMC, run DMC.
I start him over DMC as well. I mean, we don't know what we're going to get from him. I'm not going to roll out DMC first week.
See, and I think I like Jay Stu over him just because of the uncertainty right now, but I think I'd feel pretty good about starting Ajayi too.
We got too much shot at the red zone, so.
Right. And that's exactly where they would give him the shot. So who knows? It might be worth the gamble. Go No Pagano says Lockett or Paul Richardson this week, PPR.
And for me, I have them completely heads up. They have them right behind each other. In my rankings, I have Paul Richardson slightly higher, but I have him so close. I'm going to go lose. Paul Richardson.
Okay, and that's where I'm going to lean to is Paul Richardson. We got Parker, Allen, or Crowder this week, PPR.
Parker, Javoris Allen?
Yeah, Buck Allen, or Jamison Crowder. I think I'm rolling out Buck Allen here.
I don't know, man. I feel like this is a week they might get away from him.
Looking at the other options. We've got Devontae Parker and Jameson Crowder. I don't like their matchups.
I mean, Crowder had a pretty good outing last week.
Not too bad, but in Seattle.
Right, but I mean, he's not going to be covered by anyone, you know, too threatening. I think I'd lean Crowder here.
Okay. It's one for Crowder, one for Allen. Not what do you popular, say, Steve? But,
yeah.
I feel like Parker is kind of the upside play. Crowder's a little bit more of a safer play. That's what I'm feeling. I want to see Parker go through a full week of practice. He is back at practice, so as long as he didn't have any setbacks.
He should perform more out of the guys. It's just I haven't seen anything all year from him.
Right.
So that's where I'm just a little bit ambivalent about him. But I do like Parker's, you know, matchup the most. I just want to see it, you know, so... Yeah, that's where I am with him. I'd go Crowder, but I don't blame you guys going Parker at all.
All right.
So you want him? You want him to show you the money?
Exactly. Exactly. I want him to show me the money.
That's fair. I'm with you there. You know, I like Parker's talent. So at some point, you know, you're trying to decide. Okay, well, what is that cutoff where he doesn't necessarily need to show me the money? The chance that he is going to show me the money is greater than whatever else I'm going to be putting out there.
Right.
Crowder's coming off of a good game, although you know we don't really believe in Doxson yet. At some point, he's going to be that guy. So you know, it's kind of a toss up, right? It's kind of a toss up there.
What about Ty Montgomery or Breida this week in a PPR?
Against Detroit.
Give me Ty Montgomery.
I think I still got to go Ty Montgomery. I still got to go Ty.
I think I'm going to go Breida here.
Against Arizona?
Yeah, I think I go Breida. It's not popular, but I think it could be trendy. Could be trendy.
So you got two for Ty Mont, one for Breida.
Yeah, so
he
go
has one. Go Ty Mont. What's that?
No, just telling the listener or the whatever he is, the reader, caller, or whatever. Go timeout.
Okay. And then he has one last question. Should he drop Mariota to pick up Cam Newton? His other quarterback is Rivers.
I think this is it's not a bad drop, but
I think I drop Rivers for Newton and Keaton.
Oh, yeah. Right, Rivers is totally.
Really?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, man, that's tough for me to do. I mean, we're talking about Cam, who just like lost Kelvin Benjamin and has the highest interceptions in the league. I don't know why you really I don't know. You tell me, right? It's he has all the weapons.
That might be personal too. I mean, I might not like Phillip Rivers because I hate Phillip Rivers. I have to throw that out there. I have
a personal thing against him, but he's been losing weeks for you. Like, you roll him out there, he probably lost you some games.
Yeah, absolutely. That's where I'm at, and that's where he's always at to me. And I think Cam Newton has those explosive games. He has the rushing ability. I don't know. I think I like him over Rivers, and I think I like Mariota over both of them.
You know, I think Rivers is on his bye. Yeah. I think he comes back, and you see what happens. You know, he did have a bad game against New England where he only had, you know, one touchdown. But he's had a fairly tough schedule. You know, he had Denver twice, which they still have a good, you know, a good defense. It's tough for quarterbacks to produce big numbers against Denver. He's played them twice. He put up 30 against Philly. He put up 24 against New York. You know, 16 against Oakland, which isn't great, but he had 25 for 36, 268 yards and a touchdown, no interceptions or turnovers. He just didn't have a bunch of touchdowns.
Right.
You know, and then he put up another. So, yeah. But if he would have had one more touchdown last week against New England, you know, I'm not sure that we'd be having this conversation.
Right, yeah, but we're playing the if game now, and, I mean, we could do the if, you know, a couple times in a lot of different scenarios, and even though it's valid. It's a good argument. It's very valid. I like it. It's just, yeah, I would have liked to see him get that touchdown. I would have liked, you know, a lot of my teams would have liked it as well, probably would have, you know, helped me finish the last week a little bit better than I did.
Okay, guys, we got quite a few more, so let's blast through these. We got JR9. He wants to trade for Rudolph. He doesn't know what to offer, though. He has guys like C.J. Anderson, Tevin Coleman, Rashard Matthews, T.Y. Hilton. Current tight end is Griffin. He also has Breida.
I think Griffin, Coleman, if you want to, we'll get it done.
I agree with that. I think Griffin and Coleman was exactly who I was looking at. Griffin and C.J. Anderson would also be another possible combination. Maybe even just C.J. Anderson straight up if he's need running back help.
Yeah.
I don't think you get motion with it on Matthews, and I don't think you want to move Hilton right now. I think Hilton is going to explode second half of the season.
Hey, guys, quick update. JR9 just messaged me. Just to add to his question, guy with Rudolph also has Keenan. Is there a package deal I can offer for those two guys, given what he mentioned he has?
Griffin, Hilton for Rudolph and Allen. I would try that.
Yeah.
Hilton for Rudolph and Allen. I don't know if I would do that, though.
What?
Rudolph.
I like Allen rest of season.
Keenan Allen. Yeah.
Like Keenan Allen's the best player in that trade.
How is he going to get Keenan Allen and Rudolph for Hilton and the other player that he's giving up?
Because of Keenan Allen's stat line the past few weeks. I think Hilton still has
targets, though, and he still has probably more points.
Yeah, but you're assuming someone that's, you know, that he's trading someone who follows all of this as closely as an analyst.
Exactly. So. I mean, I just feel like the consensus on Allen is still pretty good. Maybe not as high as past several weeks, but I think it's still pretty good. I mean, still getting this.
He's asking what he can attempt. So, you know, if this guy doesn't like it, he can counter. So, I mean, I think you throw that out there and see if the T.Y. name has any merit to it. Because T.Y. was drafted assuming that he would be the best player out of this trade, and he just hasn't been because he hasn't had the QB play.
Right.
So if you have someone that thinks that Luck is going to come back earlier, or someone that's just a believer that eventually T.Y. is going to get it going.
Hey, guys, I got a little selfish question.
Sure.
I know I got a guy that's pretty down on T.Y. in my league, and it's a keeper league. T.Y. was drafted after the third. We can keep a guy after the third. Should I trade for T.Y.? And keep him next year?
I think T.Y. is an amazing player, once Luck comes back.
Right. So if we figure, could probably get him for next to nothing. I mean, not next to nothing, but probably won't have to pay as much, and then I keep him next year.
If you can get him
buy low.
Yeah. If you can get him for something that you're not necessarily starting every week, or, you know, just some pieces that you're the expendable pieces that you can move around, then yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's move.
Okay, we've got in the bag, flex start, half PPR, Darkwa, Garcon, Sanu, Mac, and should he bench all Sean Jeffrey for any of those players?
No.
I like Garcon this week as the flex. I wouldn't bench all Sean for any of them. To me, it's between Garcon and Sanu, and I have to lean towards Garcon.
I don't think so. Actually, Sanu. Yeah, Sanu's my guy. I like Sanu.
I do like Sanu.
So is that two for Sanu, one for Garcon?
Yeah.
Okay. We got my brother.
Wait a minute. We got a new sound effect.
I like Blake.
We got a new sound effect. That was the sponsor hotline. I got to quick pop in real quick and remind you guys that are listening. This show is sponsored by Third and Nevins. I know you guys all love being ahead of the curve. That's why you listen to the show, to hear the fantasy trends before they happen. Well, we just partnered up with a watch brand that is ahead of the curve. Third and Nevins. These are timepieces that make statements and can be worn every day to any event. Clean, modern, sophisticated designs backed by old world craftsmanship. Really great looking watches that'll make people ask, where'd you get that watch? And the answer is Third and Nevins. And the kicker, most watches of this quality cost $500 or more, but Third & Nevin watches start at just $159. High quality, luxury watches at a fraction of the cost. Visit thirdandnevins.com today to check out the styles and place an order.
It's pretty sweet stuff. Pretty nice watch.
Mine will be here by Monday. I'm very excited.
Very excited about mine as well.
Oh, man, get that Christmas shopping done early.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, and it's Merry Christmas to me this time.
Got a nice round leather strap. It's nice.
Hell yeah.
All right, so who would we leave off at? In the bag? No, we did that
my
one.
My brother.
Right. My brother, all right.
We got my brother. if I had to choose between Carlos Hyde and Julio Jones for the rest of the season, which one should I stay with?
Is that even a question?
It is, yeah. And I would have to say Julio Jones here.
I think I'm going to lean with you. I'm going to go Julio. It's a tough one, but
Julio Jones. Puente 222 says, trade away Joe Mixon to get Doug Baldwin, yes or no? Yeah. I want to get Doug Baldwin, but I hate trading running backs.
Right, that's just fair. I'd still do it, though.
I hate trading Joe Mixon away, but, you know.
If you can get Doug Baldwin.
I'd trade him and then trade Baldwin to get a better running back.
That might be a really good move right there.
I'd flip him.
We got HTTR 666. Day Day, real deal or hype?
A lot of hype right now, but I mean, he could be the real deal. I mean, given that they don't have much. I mean, he's definitely stash worthy. You know, I wouldn't start him this week. I wouldn't start him unless it's the DraftKings or FanDuel or something like that. But, you know.
Even then, I wouldn't. I don't think I'd start him this week. I think I'd sit and wait, but I think it's worth a stash spot.
Yeah, definitely a stash until he can show me the money.
Yeah,
show Lucas the money.
I've got to bid you guys. It's what you guys are doing. To the next show. Well, I'll see you on. I'll hear you on the show tomorrow, Mike.
Dirty Excellent.
Job. Lucas next week, man.
Absolutely. See you then.
All right, guys.
Has to duck out to a prior engagement? So, Lucas, we've only got a few questions left, so we can power through. We've got Osama Syed, 132. Josh Gordon, we're stashing on the bench right now for playoffs.
You know, he's one of those stash guys. So I think every team should have one. If you don't have a stash guy on your team right now, sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that he's going to have much fantasy impact this year, but being that he's the elite talent that he is, you know, there is a chance. So
grab him. You got to grab him now before he goes off. That's my opinion.
Right.
I mean, you're going to.
Right.
And it's just the anticipation's just going to build. So you got to get him now. What about Keenan Allen, Sterling Shepard, or Corey Davis for a flex start in the long run? Which two should he keep? To me, that's Keenan Allen and Sterling Shepard, and I don't even hesitate. And I love Corey Davis.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, we got Barb. Who are some people with enticing fantasy playoff matchups that I should be targeting for trades?
You know...
She asked the best person because to me, you're my resident playoff expert right here. You know these schedules. What are you looking at? What players are you looking for?
You know, I like LeSean McCoy quite a bit. You know, it really depends. Are you talking wide receiver? Are you talking running back? Are you talking tight end?
Maybe give one of each of those. Like, give a running back, a wide receiver, and a tight end.
Okay, so for a running back, if you can get your hands on LeSean McCoy, this guy is going to go off rest of season. And the Bucks have a fairly easy schedule rest of season. So if you can get your hands on Mike Evans, I think he's a great guy to go out and get.
Possibly a little bit easier to get than LeSean McCoy, too, because he's had a few down weeks.
Thielen has a pretty easy playoff schedule. You know, he's at Carolina the first week, so that's a little tough. But then he has Cincinnati and Green Bay. That's not too terrible. Let's see who else we might have here.
This is such a tough question. Well, while you're thinking about that, Lucas, this is such a tough question, and it's one we're getting a lot. And I'm really... We're going to do it Tuesday on the Tuesday show. We're going to do a segment that addresses this because a lot of people are looking at playoff schedule. Who should I start to try to pick up? So we're going to do something on Tuesday's show that specifically addresses guys you should target heading into the playoffs with a good enough record. And then on the other side, I think we're going to also look at like your 500, you know, maybe you're one game over 500. What are some moves that you can make right now to get into the playoffs? So those are things we're going to cover on Tuesday's show for sure.
Excellent. Excellent. Did you have anything to add, Lucas? Did you have any other deep sleepers or deep trade targets that you're looking at?
You know, those are kind of a couple that I've been been targeting for now. Like I said, I like Adam Thielen quite a bit going forward. And, you know, if you can get your hands on Collins, I think that he's going to continue to come on strong. Alvin Kamara, I like quite a bit. And then Marlon Mack's been coming on. So as they start to use him more and more, I think that he'll become quite valuable for you late season.
Well, there you go, Barb, and just make sure you listen to Tuesday's show, and they'll let you know. They're going to give you some good breakdowns. That's going to be with the professor, Max. You're in good hands. Those guys are going to let you know anybody else that old Lucas might have missed. We got Twiggy B sleeping. PPR, discuss who's better, wide receiver 2, Devontae Parker or versus Shepard? To me, it's Shepard because of the usage. They don't have anybody else really to throw to on that team, so I have to lean towards Shepard. What about you?
Yeah, I'm going Shepard as well. I like Shepard quite a bit.
Okay, and then he says, do you flex him over a third running back, like Alex Collins or Abdullah?
No, I like Alex Collins quite a bit, and I also like I like Abdullah this week. So if it's me, I'm not. I like the touches. I like the guaranteed touches. And this is, you know, if Shepard were getting you 15 points a week consistently and you had that track record, you could say, yeah, go ahead and do that. But being his first game back, I'm going to go with someone who's getting the guaranteed touches and who's more proven right now.
There you go. Steve, do you have anything to add to that?
No, sorry. I was just laughing at the next username. You kind of caught me off guard there.
Right.
I'm very excited. I think he's part of your family. Huh?
Uncle Stinky.
Yeah.
Trade A. Jones, Deion Lewis, and McCown for a giant Prescott. PPR. I want to be on the Ajayi Prescott side of things there.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Jones is going to outscore Ajayi going forward, but if you're going to start Prescott every single week, then I'd say that's okay.
Yeah, and see, McCown is doing really good this year, but he's still Josh McCown. I just do not see that staying consistent. So I think right here, I think you get such an upgrade at quarterback that you're really not getting hurt too bad. And I think Ajayi on the Eagles is going to be the real deal. I think he's going to be really good. We got Reggae Boys. Should I play Powell over Blunt, Carr over Cam, Fitz over Tyreek Hill? So first, I would play Powell over Blunt.
Yep, especially with the Ajayi thing there.
I think I'd play Cam over Carr.
This week.
Yep, and then I'd play Hill over Fitz probably every week.
Yes, until, you know, with Carson Palmer there, it's a different story. But without Carson Palmer, until I can see that Fitz is able to be productive with an inferior quarterback, then, you know, yeah, I mean, it's Hill. Unless they end up making some sort of a change here.
Okay, we got KD punters, Carr over Cam, Hill over Fitz. It looks like almost the same question. Hill over Fitz, Powell for sure. Oh,
sorry, guys. Yeah, he was answering the other question. I'm sorry. His questions, or his or her question, starts with, should I trade Fuller and Martin? And I think
I like that he agrees with us.
Yeah.
For starters.
I think we actually answered this question already. Fuller and Martin for Mike Evans?
We did. We said go ahead and do this.
We should take Evans. Okay. Yeah, so we did that one. Sorry.
Okay, so we got good.
Sleep deprived freak.
No, there's no V.
I think that's what he's going for, is sleep deprived freak there.
Like,
so,
like I always say, I'm Ron Burgundy. We've got 7-1 looking for playoff setup. Don't have a great QB or TE situation. What are some guys that I should be looking to target for 14-16? And seeing, I feel like we answered this one already too. And to me, yield to the Tuesday show. That's my answer.
Yeah, I would also say that Brate is a good tight end. I think Tampa has a pretty easy schedule, and Brate's someone that you can probably get a hold of without having to pay too much for him. Just say that, you know, OJ is going to be cutting into his workload and make the guy a little worried, and tell him how Winston's AC joint probably won't be healed up. He's going to have to follow the way of Andrew Luck. So say that. Damn. And QB, see if you can get Tyrod Taylor. He might be on your waiver wire, and they have a really cake schedule going forward.
That is some devious, absolutely, devious stuff you're doing in that trade there. I like it.
That's how we roll down here. What about Resi21? He says, trade my DeMarco Murray for his Aaron Jones. I would not do this.
You know, it's yeah.
I just have too much faith in DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, I think DeMarco comes on. I do. So
okay, Steve.
Yeah, I got.
Am I missing any?
I got a couple, one or two more here on the Mixer chat. Wilson27, he is in the middle of the pack in terms of record. What can he get in terms of trade value for Zeke right now? I'm assuming he's going to have to target a team that's pretty much playoff bound, I would assume.
Yeah, you're going to have to hit a guy that's almost automatically in the playoffs right now. You're not going to be able to get much with the suspension holding. You're at least not going to get as much for what Zeke is worth. But kind of like Lucas does, you know, you throw on that little salesman hat, although his salesman hat has horns on it. But you throw on that salesman hat and you go in there and you sell them on the fact that you're going to need this guy in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, you can. That's really what you have to do is go and even if you are able to make that sale, he's likely not going to give up a lot, and he's also going to know that you're the one that's desperate. I mean, you're the one that's losing 20 points a week from your running back position, and so you know you need to go into it and don't expect too much. If you can get an RB2 for him, or like a wide receiver too that you can start every week, I would take that and run, and you know, just pander to him a little bit, tell him how great his team is and how he'd likely be unbeatable if he had Zeke for the playoffs.
Could you get like a Tevin Coleman? I mean, somebody like that with upside, if an injury could happen, like sure, he could take over kind of guy.
Sure, you could.
I mean, I was trying to think of some names.
I think you could do a little better than him, though, too. I think, like, maybe a Joe Mixon, since he's had a couple down weeks, you might be able to get him.
Yeah.
Just depends on what the guys who are in first and second place with those fantastic records are sitting with.
Right. But, yeah, that was a good question. Last one, Nick Miller, once again, he called in. Thanks for calling in. It's kind of off topic, but he wants to know, who do you guys like for the Heisman winner this year?
Oh, that is tough. I'm trying to think of the guy's name, and I always forget it. The quarterback for Louisville. What is that guy's name?
I don't know. I don't watch college.
Jackson. Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson. There we go. Lamar Jackson, to me, that guy is such a difference maker. He's having a worse year this year than he did last year, but I still feel like he can pull off a solid end of season. I do watch college football, but it's mostly Wyoming Cowboys. So if you really ask me, it's Josh Allen. But he won't get it. He's on a really bad team.
All right. Well, that is it for the sack, guys. We have finished up all the questions we've got. And thank you, Hoos. We know you had to leave us a little bit early, but thanks for hanging in there. Lucas and Dirty Jobs, thanks both for being on the show today.
Absolutely.
All right. That is it.
Never miss a mailbag.
Goddamn right. That is it for the show today, guys. Thank you all for tuning in, listening, and for all your questions. Today's show was sponsored by Third & Nevins Watches, luxury timepieces that make a statement. Clean, sophisticated designs, wearable in all situations, the highest quality craftsmanship, incredibly affordable prices. Visit thirdandnevins.com and order one today. And don't forget to head over to sleeperwire.com for our rankings, which are updated today, our podcast. Submit questions through the website if you want to reach us that way. And also, don't forget, support our cause. Make a donation to Rob's Treatments for Chronic Lyme Disease. If we help you win a week, help us beat this disease. Anything you can do will help. And don't forget, you can reach all 12 of the champions of the SleeperWire show online on the SleeperBot and Fantasy Life app. Look for SleeperWire LBB for Lucas, at Prophet Hoos for Hussein, at Dirty Jobs for Dirty Jobs Mike's. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, at SleeperWire show. And don't forget, tune in Sunday morning for the Blitz, live start sit questions answered starting around 11:30 a.m. right here on Mixler. We're taking your calls on Sunday mornings too. Thanks again for being part of the show. Have a great week. Wire. The
only fantasy football radio show with more than a dozen multi-time, multi-league, multi-year champions. Listen to the Sleeper Wire show every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dash Talk.